Right. So, like, as law students, we're always like grappling with these kind of like big picture questions about, what are our fundamental rights, right? Like, where does the government's power end, And one area that like really hits home, I think, especially given how, families work and like all the emotional ties there, is, does the Constitution actually like protect a parent's relationship with their adult child? It's a question you probably like think about a lot as you're like going through all this complicated stuff with constitutional law, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a superhuman question, right? And it intersects like all this legal stuff. So to like really get into it, we're going to do a deep dive into this like super important case, Patricia Robertson v. Jimmy Hexel. The 11th Circuit decided it back in 2005, and it like really sheds light on, parental rights under the 14th Amendment.
Okay, yeah. So like the case itself, though, it comes from this really tragic situation, right? That involves this fatal police shooting of this 30-year-old guy, Corey Rice. And so his mom, Patricia Robertson, she like sues, right? Because she's arguing that like, losing her relationship with her adult son was like a violation of her constitutional rights, which like makes you think about like how far do those protections really go,
Definitely. And I mean, her claim, it went all the way up to the 11th Circuit, right? Like after it got dismissed by the district court. So the like main legal issue here is like, does the Constitution, specifically the 14th Amendment, does that give a parent like, a basis to sue when the state harms their adult child? So as we'll see, the 11th Circuit ended up ruling against Mrs. Robertson, and like understanding like why they did that is super important.
Right, so let's like set the scene, right? So it's January 30, 2001, and Officer Hexel stops Corey Rice's car, right? And like the details of this stop are like kind of crazy. Like no sirens, no lights, nothing. Just like bam, stop.
Yeah, and what's like wild and really messed up
Yeah.
is how fast things escalate, So like according to the court, right, Hexel goes up to Rice's car, and instead of like, doing like a normal traffic stop thing, he just pulls out his gun like right away.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then he like hits the car window with it, breaks it, and then he's like pointing the gun right at Mr. Rice.
Oh my God, that's like terrifying.
It is.
And then, so Corey Rice, he like tries to drive away from this, because it's totally scary, right? And that's when Hexel, he fires his gun like seven times, hits Rice with four bullets, and Rice, he dies just hours later. Like, it's just awful.
Absolutely. It's like a horrible loss, I know, no matter what legal issues came after. So it's important to understand, like, what Mrs. Robertson did after this happened, legally speaking. So in January 2003, she sues Officer Hexel, and she sues the city of Gainesville. And she does this, like, both as Corey's mom,
Right.
but also as a representative of her son's estate. So, there are like multiple legal things happening at the same time here. So the claims that were on behalf of Corey Rice's estate, they were settled eventually. But it was Mrs. Robertson's claim, like her individual one, right? There were like the one where she's saying her constitutional rights were violated because she lost her son. That's the one that kept going, legally speaking. And that's the one that went up to the 11th Circuit.
Okay, so that like brings us to like the big question, right? Like, what's the main legal thing the court had to decide here? It's like, does the 14th Amendment, when it talks about substantive due process, right, does that include like a parent's right to have a relationship with their adult kid? Now, for those of you like deep in constitutional law, think of substantive due process as like, the Constitution's way of saying that some rights are so like basic, so fundamental to being free, that the government can't mess with them without a really, really good reason. Like, even if it doesn't say that specific thing in the actual words, these are the rights that are like implicit in ordered liberty.
Right, exactly. And when we think about fundamental rights of families, right, we usually think about those cases with parents and their minor children. Cases like Meyer v. Nebraska, Pierce v. Society of Sisters, those are the ones that like, really establish that parents have a right to decide how their kids are raised and educated. And we see that idea again in cases like Sentosky v. Kramer and Stanley v. Illinois. These are about the state trying to mess with a parent's custody of their minor kids. And they basically say that the state needs a really good reason to do that. Like there's a high bar.
But this is where things get like really different, right? And this is like the key part of the Robertson case that you got to understand. The 11th Circuit, they were really careful to point out that all these Supreme Court cases, they were all about minor children. Corey Rice, he was 30 years old when he was killed. And like that age difference, it's not just like a small thing. It's like the main thing that changes how the court looked at her claim.
Exactly. Like the law sees families differently once the kids become adults, right? Like it shifts from protecting the parents and their control to the individual, like the adult child's, you know, autonomy, even though there's still those emotional bonds.
Right, right.
So that brings us to like the 11th Circuit's reasoning, right? Like why they decided the way they did. Judge Black, he wrote the majority opinion, and their main focus was definitely Corey Rice's age. They kept saying that, like, all the Supreme Court cases about parental rights, they were all based on, like, how vulnerable kids are and how much they depend on their parents when they're minors.
Okay, yeah. And they also said that Mrs. Robertson, she wasn't saying that the state, like, messed with her right to raise Corey when he was a minor.
Right.
Or that, you know, her custody rights were violated. He was, like, a grown-up, legally.
Exactly. And this is where this really important principle about Section 1983 comes in.
Okay.
The court said, and I'm quoting here, Section 1983 is no source of substantive federal rights.
Mm.
What that means is you can't just sue someone under Section 1983 for anything bad that, like, a state official does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to point to a specific right in the Constitution that they violated. And in this case, Ms. Robertson was saying that she had a right to a relationship with her adult child under the 14th Amendment.
Right, right.
And the court was not into creating new constitutional rights, especially without, you know, clear precedent from other cases. They said, and this is another important quote, "We decline to expand substantive due process without clear precedent."
Right. So they're basically saying, look, we interpret the law. We don't make new rights just because something really sad happened.
Exactly.
Okay.
And a big part of how they decided the case was this difference between what they called incidental harm and direct harm.
Okay.
So losing her son, that was definitely a horrible harm to Mrs. Robertson. But the court said that Officer Hexel's actions, they directly harmed Corey Rice. Like, the impact on Mrs. Robertson was really bad, but they saw it as, like, an indirect result of what happened to her son. It wasn't, like, a direct violation of her parental rights. Like, you know, if the state had taken custody of a minor child, that would be different.
Yeah, that's a really important distinction, right? It's all about, like, who was the state actually targeting with their actions? And so it's interesting that, like, the 11th Circuit wasn't alone in this, right? You said that other courts have, like, disagreed on this issue.
Yeah, so it's super important to know that, like, a bunch of other circuit courts agree with the 11th Circuit here.
Yeah.
Specifically, the 1st, 3rd, 7th, and the D.C. circuits. They've all basically said that the 14th Amendment doesn't protect a parent's relationship with their adult children in these kinds of cases. So we have what's called a circuit split.
A circuit split, okay.
Which means that different federal appeals courts disagree on how to interpret the law. And sometimes when that happens, the Supreme Court steps in and makes a decision that applies to the whole country.
Gotcha. So, like, it's not like everyone agrees, but a lot of courts are on the same page as the 11th Circuit in this case.
Exactly. And the 11th Circuit, they also brought up this important idea about federalism, right? Like, you know, the balance between the federal government and the state governments. They basically said that if parents should be able to sue for losing an adult child in these situations, that's something that the Florida legislature should decide, not the federal courts. Like, it should reflect what the people in that state want, you know?
Right, that makes sense. So they're basically saying, like, this isn't really a federal constitutional issue. It's more of a state issue.
Right, exactly. And it kind of raises the question of, like, you know, how much does the federal constitution actually have to say about families when it comes to adult children, even in these really tragic cases?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's a tricky question.
It is. So, okay, let's break this down for our listeners, especially those who are, like, you know, in law school and, like, trying to figure all this out. What are the big takeaways from the Robertson decision? Like, what do they need to know?
Well, one big thing is that it reminds us about how Section 1983 works. Right? You can't just sue under that law because you feel like you were wronged. You have to show that the state violated a specific right that's in the Constitution. And feeling really sad or, like, you know, suffering a loss, that's terrible, but it doesn't automatically mean that your constitutional rights were violated.
Right. So, like, even though Mrs. Robertson's loss was, like, completely devastating, the court was basically saying that, like, there's no specific right in the Constitution that protects against that exact situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it also reinforces that whole federalism thing, right? The Constitution lays out certain basic rights, but the states have a lot of power over other areas of the law. And that includes family stuff that isn't, like, you know, directly addressed in the Constitution, especially when it comes to adult children. Yeah. So For law students, there are a couple of really important points here.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to understand the difference between minor children and adult children when you're talking about constitutional rights. Like, the law protects them differently, and the cases that apply are different too.
Right.
And second, it shows us how careful federal courts are about creating new rights.
Yeah.
They usually don't want to do that unless there's a really clear reason based on the Constitution itself or, like, past Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
They see making new rights as something that Congress should do.
Right, right. So it's like this balance between, like, you know, wanting to help people who have suffered a terrible loss and also, like, sticking to what the law actually says and what the courts have said before.
Exactly. It's a tough balance.
It is.
And I think this case really shows us that.
Yeah, it does. So to, like, sum up the Patricia Robertson v. Jimmy Hexel case, right, the 11th Circuit, they said that there's no constitutional right under the 14th Amendment for a parent to have a relationship with their adult child. Like, that protection, it only applies to parents and their minor children, at least according to the Supreme Court.
And as the court said, the loss of a child at any age is devastating, but the Constitution doesn't remedy all societal wrongs.
Hmm. That's a powerful quote. So, like, this brings up a really interesting question for our listeners, right? Like, given how much parents suffer when they lose a child, even when the child is an adult, should states make laws that give parents some legal recourse in these situations? Or is this just, like, a fundamental limit of the Constitution? Like, do these kinds of personal matters belong to the states, not the federal government?
That's a big question, you know, and this whole deep dive into the Robertson case, it shows us that while parents and children are always connected, the Constitution, at least how courts interpret it now, doesn't cover every kind of loss, especially when it involves adults.
Yeah, that's a really important thing to remember as you're learning about the law. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was great to have you.
My pleasure.
Until next time.
See you.